Last there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. Mama, daddy, little bit of perfume.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Giving you a little Reba McEntire this morning. I had fun watching her on The Voice last night. She's just the best. And apparently, she is one of Samantha's favorites. Samantha Dix is here. She is an animal control officer with Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Hey, Samantha.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad you're here this morning, and this is our time for our Santa Rosa County update. And so we typically have different departments come in each month to talk about animal services, or it could be building and construction or permitting and that kind of thing. But you know that my favorite is animal services, right?
Yes, it's my favorite too. I love animals.
Me too. So as an animal, as animal control officer, is that your official? That sounds scary to me. You know, because I have these visions of the people that are coming to rescue the animals when there's like scary situations. But tell me really what your job entails and what is it that you do for Santa Rosa County?
So as an animal control officer, we do a lot of education more than anything.
Oh, okay.
We're here to protect not only the animals, but also the public.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of outreach for the community as well. And our job is very rewarding because when we do interact with animals,
mm-hmm.
we get to see it from start to finish most of the time of where they, if for some reason, if we go out for like a cruelty and we have
mm-hmm.
to.
So like someone calls in and mm-hmm. says, okay, their neighbor's
but it's
hurting
not
their dog or something.
A cruelty, at some, what some people would say is cruelty is the education that somebody doesn't understand what is going on with their breed
uh-huh.
or the animal at the time. And we get to go in and we get to help and educate. And we
nice.
Get to see from start to finish of these people doing the right things.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great. So tell me a little bit, what's a typical day like for you?
So typical day is we get a lot of roaming at large
mm-hmm.
calls. So it's just going out and seeing what's going on with the animals and getting them home most of the time. And that's why we encourage people to microchip their animals. If you
Very
microchip
important.
Them, all we have to do is scan and make a phone call and we're getting your babies home as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very, very important.
And you can have that done at your vet, and some of the clinics around town
Absolutely.
Do that. And
we have a lot of great local vets that'll do that. We also do a microchip clinic a couple times a year at the shelter.
Uh-huh.
Right now, currently, we have 257 animals in our custody.
Wait a minute. So, but what is your capacity? It's around 100, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
So you have 257.
Yes,
cats
ma'am.
And dogs. Wow. So what can we do to help?
So we actually encourage people to come up and volunteer and foster.
Uh-huh.
It's better for the animals if you were a foster. You come in and get them out of that scenario as far as the shelter. Kennel life is not a great life for an animal.
No, I'm sure they're very scared.
And with the fostering situation, it could be for a couple days or it could be a long time foster,
mm-hmm.
if need be, until we get the baby into a home. And that's our ultimate goal at Santa Rosa County Animal Services, to make sure that each animal that comes into our care has a home.
Mm-hmm. And the foster thing, too, is really good for the dogs and cats, because then you get a chance, once they're out of the kennel, the person fostering can come back to you all and give you a description. Oh, this dog really gets along great with little kids, or
Absolutely.
It doesn't, or it needs a fence yard, or it's... Yep, so you kind of get a sense
Their
of the person.
Their feedback is
yeah.
definitely a lot... We use that, our behaviorist uses that, so we can promote them into a better home situation.
Mm-hmm. That might be a better fit for them.
Absolutely.
Right? So if someone wanted to do that, how would they sign up to do that?
They can give the shelter a call at 850-983-4680, and they can speak with our foster coordinator, and her name is Jenny Arn. And if you don't want to foster, we have volunteer opportunities.
Uh-huh.
So you can come up, you can walk dogs, give animals enrichment. And even if you don't want to interact with any of the animals, you can do a little bit of laundry. You can help the front desk out. You can even volunteer for events.
Right, because there's so much that's going on that has to be done behind the scenes as well, I'm sure, especially
Absolutely.
With that many animals in house.
And we definitely encourage people to come up and help us out. Mm-hmm. We're here for the community, and we hope that the community will come in and see that as well.
Where are you located? And tell me your hours and the days you're open in case somebody wanted to stop by.
We are located at 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton, Florida. Our days of operation are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday from the hours of 11:30 to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. On Wednesdays, we have extended hours from 11:30 to 6:30 p.m.
Ooh, so today, Wednesday, you could go up until 6:30.
And actually, the beauty of it today is we have a adoption event going on where all adoptions are $10.
Whoa, and what does that include?
That includes the microchip, all age-appropriate vaccines, as well as spay or neuter for the animal.
Wow, because that's at least $100-something if you had that done somewhere, correct?
Absolutely, it's a couple $100.
Yeah, so for $10 to have all of that, that's a really almost giving them away.
Pretty much. And then we're also open on Saturdays from 11:30 to 3:30.
Great. Okay, so are y'all going to be out and about in the community anytime soon? I know sometimes you take dogs out into the community for adoption events.
We do. You can find those adoption events on our Facebook page. So we do encourage people to go on our Facebook page because not only do we have events, we have informational things like our Wish List Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Where
that's today.
It is. Where we post the things that the shelter needs. And right now we're really in need of pill pockets as well as stuffed animals for all of our little ones there. And it's just for enrichment purposes.
Sure. So when you go there, now that I understand you have a wish list on Amazon.
Yes,
is that
ma'am.
Right? So I always joke, I have Frisky Friday. And when Randy comes in, Randy Lambert is one of the, is like the executive director of the shelter and everything. But if you're on your car right now and you're sitting at a stoplight, you can go to Amazon. You can look up the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, find their wish list. You can click on bleach or towels or whatever is on their list, and they'll have it the next day.
Absolutely.
So
it's starting to get cold, too, so blankets is something that we're going to need in the future.
Oh, that's good. So if you're cleaning house, maybe some old beach towels now, the summer's ended, and you're thinking of just tossing them, don't do that, because they could use those.
Yes, ma'am.
Because that's really good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Samantha Dix. She is the animal control officer with Santa Rosa County Animal Services. If you've got a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's time for our Santa Rosa County update. This morning I have Samantha Dix with us. She is an animal control officer with Santa Rosa County. So guess what? We are talking about Santa Rosa County Animal Services and the shelter. So tell me a little bit more. We had a few things on your list you wanted to talk about today.
Yes, ma'am. So this week we're celebrating Vet Tech Week at the shelter. We have four amazing vet techs there, and they do such an incredible job with taking care of our animals. They facilitate in the medical care as well as surgeries whenever we have a vet there, and we do like community cat days. They're all in, helping out, making sure that the animals are stable and ready to go back out.
Right. It's not a glamorous job, I would imagine. They're the ones that are doing all the hard work in the background, aren't they?
Yes, ma'am. And they don't get enough credit for what they do. Mm-hmm. But they are an amazing group, and we wouldn't be able to do the incredible things that we do at the shelter without them.
Well, shout out then to all the vet techs this week.
Absolutely. I also want to touch base with our community cat program. We do have tomorrow down south, we are hosting a community cat event.
You're saying down south, that is the southern end of the county?
Yeah, Navarre and Gulf Breeze, Holly by the Sea.
I haven't heard what Gulf Breeze referred to as down south, but that works.
That's what we refer to in our field.
That's funny.
Anyways, we have about 30 slots for cats to be trapped in order for us to fix them at the shelter. And we'll fix them. We'll give them an ear tip and a rabies shot. And then they'll be taken back for anyone that has brought them in to be returned. So it'll reduce the population.
This is a huge thing because I was not aware of this, but it makes so much sense because there are a lot of feral cats. And so people don't want to bring them into their homes. They're not going to be domesticated. But this whole program that y'all are doing and other shelters in the area where they trap the cat, they don't harm it or anything. No, but like you said, they do the spay or neuter or whatever. And then the little tip helps you identify them going down the road, and then you know that they've been taken care of.
Yes,
and that helps reduce this incredible
pet growth, animal growth that we're having right now,
the population. Fast.
Yeah, it's very smart.
We do have other days coming up, so we do encourage anybody in Santa Rosa County that wants to utilize our community cat program to keep an eye on our Facebook page and to let them know that our next day, when it will be. And we also rent out traps at the shelter for a refundable deposit of $65, just in case the people need a trap.
Right.
We do supply those.
You might have a couple cats in your yard and you do want to go ahead and trap them.
Absolutely. And it's all free of cost for the whole community.
Wow.
It's just it depends on how many cats the vet is able to do, what we can take that day.
Mm-hmm.
So please, please look at our Facebook page if you want to utilize our community cat program to get some of these cats TNR'd in your area.
And when's the one in Gulf Breeze again? Do you have the date on that?
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It's at the Tiger Point Community Center.
Okay. And what time?
I believe pickup is around 7:30.
Okay. And you can find out on your website?
Absolutely.
And what's that, since someone's looking
it up? It is going to be on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
However, our website is santarosa.fl.gov/animalservices if you want to look more into it.
Okay, great. So that's a big program.
It is, and we enjoy it, especially us as officers. We enjoy doing that.
Mm-hmm. What else is on your list?
Let's see. So I also want to talk about a wonderful dog that we have at the shelter.
He's yes, you were telling about him at the break.
Yes, he's been there for 301 days. His name is Hunter.
Hunter.
He is about a year old.
Mm-hmm.
He's a mixed breed, black and white. He weighs about 56 pounds. He's already neutered. He's already up to date, and he's got his rabies. So he's ready to go. However, he is dog selective. So if you don't have any animals and you want to add a furry four-legged friend to
right.
your home,
mm-hmm.
we encourage you to come and look at Hunter. He's really hunting for a home
Aww.
Of his own.
That's a long time.
It is. And it's incredibly sad because he is a really good dog.
Mm-hmm.
He's very affectionate. His adoption fee is sponsored.
Oh.
So even though we have the event going on today, he's free.
He is free.
Somebody has sponsored his adoption.
Okay. Well, someone needs to go by. You're open until 6:30 today.
We are.
Take a look at Hunter. We got to find Hunter a home, and I want to get credit for that. I want News Radio 92.3, one of our listeners, to step up and take care of Hunter. I think that would be awesome.
Absolutely. Now, I also want to touch base with, we're still in kitten season.
Are we still?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and I thought that was just in the spring.
No, it kind of settles off towards the end of the year and the beginning of the year, but we're still in it.
Oh,
so I do encourage anyone that happens to stumble upon kittens to not overreact and be like, oh, they're abandoned.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've mentioned this before.
Yes.
It's one of the mistakes. We mean well, and we want to pick them up and take them, but the mother might be there.
Absolutely. So we encourage you to give it about 24 to 48 hours just to see if mom has come back. Maybe put a circle of flour around to see if it's been disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
If the kittens are very well maintained, their coats aren't nasty, there's no fly activity, then it's very unlikely that mom has left them there.
Right. She may be off hunting for food.
Absolutely.
Or something like that. Okay.
And so she doesn't want to attract predators to her babies, so she doesn't hang around her babies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a great tip.
Absolutely.
As an animal control officer, though, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, too, is, so let's say I'm in my neighborhood, and I see a situation that makes me think, that's not good. When is the time to call you guys? When should we raise that alarm? Not necessarily 911, but when we need what does that mean, an animal control officer? How can
you
help?
So any time that you see something that is questionable and you're unsure, we do encourage you to give us a call, because if you see something, say something, because we can't do anything without a citizen giving us a call.
Uh-huh.
So if you're unsure, definitely give us a call, and we can talk you through each scenario.
Right. Are there any things that you could tell our listeners that to look out for that will let you know that something's not quite right here? What are some of the signs, I guess?
Well, if you definitely see an animal that is thin, you can see their ribs, maybe their hip bones, a situation where a dog is tied up and there's no food, water, or shelter, definitely give us a call.
Okay.
If maybe you see that they are sick in some way with stuff coming out their eyes, absolutely give us a call, especially with cats. So they get upper respiratory infections quite often.
Right.
So giving us a call about that as well.
What about the other animals in our world? What would you say? We got a few minutes left. What would you say was one of your most unusual calls since you've been doing this?
I have actually gone on a call where I've had to bear hug a donkey in
what?
Order for us.
Well, I thought you were going to say bear, but bear hug a donkey. You need to explain this.
So we got a call about a donkey roaming around.
Oh my goodness.
And me and my
where
other,
was this?
This was over in East Milton.
Oh my goodness.
So anyways, it was running in and out of the road, and we were trying to keep it out of the road.
Oh,
we
no.
were able to get it in the back of someone's yard.
Oh my goodness.
And a gentleman actually had stopped, and he was like, oh, well, I have a lasso in the back of my truck.
What?
And I was like, oh, okay.
How handy.
Right? So me and a fellow officer, Officer Thalen, we were out there, and we were able to corner the donkey in the back of this yard, and the gentleman was like, if you bear hug the donkey, he's not going to go anywhere. So I'm like, I'm not 100% sure, but I've also thrown myself on a pig before.
Oh,
so, but I think the most fun I've ever had in a situation was bear hugging the donkey because I was scared.
Oh,
but as soon as I wrapped my arms around it and like locked on, it didn't move. It was just like, what are you doing to me?
Funny.
But that was pretty interesting.
I see a movie or a book in your future.
Maybe.
We're talking with Samantha Dix. She's an animal control officer with Santa Rosa County. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Pep Talk. And if you've got a question for her, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Samantha Dix, animal control officer with Santa Rosa County Animal Services. And we were just talking off the air about, I was asking her, when do we call you? Because there's a difference between what y'all do and then there's the Florida Wildlife, the FWC Commission, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So we don't always want to call Santa Rosa Animal Shelter for certain animals. So tell us, who do we call?
So we mostly deal with domestic animals, but if you're dealing with like a wildlife situation, so maybe it's a bear, you're having bear encounters, yes, absolutely call FWC, their bear counter line. If you're dealing with like raccoons or possums, they're considered more of like a nuisance, and we would ask you to call a trapper, especially if they're in your yard or maybe if they're in your garage.
Well, they could be threatening your own animals, your
domestic
animals.
Absolutely, especially if you have chickens or something like that. Absolutely, I would give a nuisance wildlife trapper a call.
So that's not really under your purview.
Absolutely not.
Okay, yeah, that's see, I didn't know that. Because when it says animal control, I'm thinking everything.
Everything, yes, absolutely.
Okay. So when do we call you?
Dogs, cats. We do domesticated pigs. So if like a potbelly pig, we do handle those calls. And we do assist with livestock calls, like we were talking about earlier. But there is a livestock officer that works for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, and they deal with horses.
Oh, wow,
and
okay.
donkeys and such. So definitely they're the ones to call for livestock roaming around like cows.
And who do you call? If you see an injured animal, let's say, and who do you call for that? A dog or cat?
If you come across a dog or cat that is injured, definitely give us a call at 850-983-4680, extension 2 for animal control.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Samantha, for coming in with the animal controls with Santa Rosa County Animal Services. And we need to find Hunter a home.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. The shelter's open today until 6:30. You can stop by there. And what's the address again?
It is 4451 Milton, Florida.
All right. Perfect.
I'm sorry. 4451 Pine Forest Road, Milton, Florida.
There you go. Thanks, Amanda.